My father taught me something. He said, you have to decide in life whether your ultimate goal is to be successful or significant. And what makes you significant in terms of the gospel is very different from what society sees as successful. Because significance for a nation or individual all goes back in as much as you did for the least of these.
On In Good Faith, we hear stories from believers told in their own words. Find it wherever you get your podcasts or on the BYU Radio app.
Shalom, 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 brothers and sisters. Welcome in to another broadcast and podcast session right here for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Always an honor and a privilege to be in the house with you right here again. I am the Moray Arya Israel, one of the Morays and teachers here at Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. And I give also a great shalom to my brother, also the co-founder here of Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, also a Moray as well, my good brother, David Israel, Moray David Israel as well. So shalom, shalom. He's not in here on this presentation. And I want to give a brother a big shout out. And most high willing, I just wanted to talk to you first of all about some things, but most high willing, my brother will be doing the Passover presentation for you on tomorrow, if most high willing. So yes, he will be in here to give you a Passover lecture for tomorrow. I just want to talk to you, brothers and sisters, momentarily about a situation or about a topic, and just want to say, are you ready for your earthly Passover? Are you ready for your earthly Passover? Because, like I said, most high willing, tomorrow we'll be starting the memorial or commemoration of Passover for those of who actually observe Passover. So most of us will be observing and starting on tomorrow Eve. I know there are some things. Some people said we can't keep Passover here. As they say, in captivity right now, we're not in the land, you know, so I'm not going to get into that right there. But some of us, we do observe Passover. But this is not what this one is about here today. This is about more. And I put your earthly Passover, because we know when we pass over, or as they say, die, or we have to meet our day, when we leave this plane of life, we go somewhere. Some people, as they say, heaven or whatever, and it's even some Christians may say you're going to go to hell. So, you know, we know we have to make this transition from here. And I give y'all something right fast, for sisters and brothers. This has kind of been a kind of hard one for me all week. Been dealing with a situation all week, and at a dog I had for 9 years. I have several. I had one before. I think I had the dog about 4 years or something. He died. But this one I raised as a pup. She's a girl named Kenya. I named after Kenya Africa. But she just made her, she just, you know, got sick, and she died yesterday evening. But she was, I get into that a little bit more. And I was already thinking about this subject as she was getting sick, and I was, you know, looking at her all week, and, you know, she was getting sicker and sicker. But yesterday, it just really took that turn for the worse, as I say. But I know all things is by the Most High's plan, so I really don't want to say the worst. Everything is in the Most High plan. Whether we understand it or whatnot is all up to the Most High. That's why we say it's the Most High will. But just thinking here, and I know a lot of people say, well, you know how people said, man, the dog is white man best friend. Y'all know how we always heard that, right? And I've actually used to hear that, and sometime probably would say that stupid stuff. But I tell you, man, just listen, brother. Here it is. Dog, man, because, you know, we go back to the Bereshit, right? We go back to the book of Bereshit, which says Genesis. And it says that talked about that how Yah gave man. He didn't say a particular man. He didn't say no white man, no European man, no none. He said he gave man power and dominion, excuse me, over all the fish of the, all the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and every, he says, every creeping thing that creeps upon the planet of the earth. That's what Yah gave. Y'all, excuse me, on my side, and my dogs, all the dogs getting a little recess out here. It's pretty sunny and nice out here. Calm down. So, y'all, for right now, all right. So, forget the background noise, but, yeah, so he gave us dominion over everything, you know, so everything is under our command and power to the Yah giving us that rulership. So yes, so anyway, so you know, I used to have several dogs in the yard and all that old stuff, but you know, until I had started to get house dogs, and then I started being in that close relation, you know, having close relation. I'm not relation like some people, like, y'all meet a white man, see, yeah, sacred dog, not that type of thing, y'all, but just observing animals too, and just seeing their behavior, their emotions, and all of these type of things. I've learned just looking at life different. This is where I'm going. I started looking at life different and realizing, yes, we might say these are animals, but realizing the fact this is a life, and this is a life most definitely that Yah has created. And when I even look at this, I say, you know, this is the life that Yah has placed in my possession, placed in my hand. And I even had a fish, y'all, that lasted a goldfish that lived in 7 years. When I got a one at a fair, lived 7 years. So, you know, and she just was 9 years of age. And, you know, like I said, it's just a thing. And I just think about life, man. What hurts, like, see, even when she, you know, she passed, it hurts, yes, because just seeing and observing her life, being around me and my bad days and that dog, it was like a comforting thing. And I would say, man, even having this dog, it was sometimes me and my marriage, and I hadn't told my wife this one yet. Y'all get first exclusive to this. Even my marriage, you know, when my wife, we had some, you know, we had some problems, and we was out on the verge of like kind of separation a little bit, you know. But that dog was even the thing that made our marriage get back to, I mean, worked our marriage out, because it was like, we was about to separate, and she started packing up things and she was going to leave. And I was like, well, hell, I don't care. You know, we'll forget it, man. You know, we're going to just separate. And then I had to think, okay, well, where am I going to put my dog? Cause I was like, I don't want her just being with anybody. You know, she can't, cause she's not a yard dog. I don't want nobody tying up all in the backyard, and I can't put in no, pet shelter and all of this type of stuff. So, you know, I was like, man, no, I don't want that to happen to her. And just even thinking about what was going to happen to her made me reconcile my marriage with my wife, you know, and now we work things out. So even with that, it's like, it was a lot of therapeutic things, just even with, you know, the dog being here. But to get back, it's just like our life, man. So just like that, I'll talk about the Passover. Are you ready for your earthly Passover? So, and even with, even talking about the dog, it's like, it's so many memories that I remember her by, and the good times and things like that, you know, by the playing in the yard and just seeing her as I'm just sitting out here now and don't see her sitting in the yard. That kind of, you know, it brings back those memories, and it's almost brings a sadness because that's what you used to seeing. So even with us, even with you today, is, are you ready for your earthly Passover? What memories will you leave behind? What goodly memories, I would hope, that you will leave behind for your loved ones to remember you by? And even when it's time for you to make your earthly transition And some people say, you know, death is not supposed to be a sadness. It's supposed to be a thing of joy. And I know we say this, but it's going to be some sadness. I ain't going to lie, y'all. It's going to be some sadness. It's going to be some crying. It's going to be some mourning. Because one thing is that you will never see that, physically see that individual again. And that's what I realized years ago about, and I used to kind of counsel people about death, but still again, when it happened to you, it's like, no matter how you counsel somebody, you can tell them things, but when it happened to you sometime, brother, sister, you try to tell them, just hang on in there. But when it happened to you, sometimes it's hard to take that out, your own opinion on that. I ain't gonna lie, sometimes, man, that death, because again, it's not being able to see that individual or person or whatever, that life again, and have a talk with them and personal talk and just seeing them. That's the hardest part. That, you know, we can lose keys, we can lose, you know, like those material things of that nature, but losing a life is a difficult, man, is a difficult thing again. But so, you know, what kind of legacy will we leave? So, you know, are you going to leave a legacy where people were, hey, man, that was a good brother there, man. I promise you. You know, I'm just giving some example. Man, people talk about, man, that brother so-and-so, man, brother David Israel, man, I'm going to miss that brother, man. That brother, every time I seen him, he just brought joy to my life. That brother Ariai, every time so-and-so, you know, he will always give you a word of encouragement. That sister so-and-so, you know, that sister there, yeah, man, I'm going to miss her cooking. Yeah, just whatever. They will give you some, man, every time you see him, whether you own it or you listen to the Bible or not, they were going to tell you what thus is the Most High Yah. You know, they're going to tell you what Yah says. They're going to tell you about the commandments of Yah. How do you live your life? And if it wasn't for them talking to me, telling me what the Most High Yah said, hey, man, I'd probably be out here going crazy, robbing, stealing, killing, any old thing. But it was that brother or that sister who was always in my ear trying to tell me to do the right thing. Do the Spike Lee, y'all. Do the right thing. So, you know, it's those type of things that I think about, you know, and I want my life to be in order, you know, whether we think about like Christianity saying we're going to heaven or hell or not, you know, and even when you kind of think about that, hey, man, and going to hell, that's one reason to straighten your life up. You remember back in the day, sisters and brothers, we wouldn't do certain things because we was told that, hey, brother, you're going to go to hell if you do this. Any little thing. I don't care if it was sneaking in the cookie jar, sneaking cookies out the cookie jar. Boy, I ain't going to hell. You going to get me to go to hell in there, going and sneaking them cookies out the cookie jar. You ain't finna get me to go to hell, man, for smoking cigarettes. It's like everything, brothers and sisters, that you thought you were going to go to hell for doing something you didn't have no business. And a lot of things that made us do some things in order because we thought we were going to go to hell, and we didn't want to go to hell, now did we? Because we were talking about that hell fire. We were talking about how hot it's gonna be, man. You know how we be outside now, like if right now it's not that hot, but you know, we get in some of this situation where it's 100 degrees outside, and like, ooh, we like, man, you better straighten your life up. You think it's hot now? You just wait till you go to hell, it's gonna be hotter than this. Yeah, you sure right, brother. You sure right, my sister. So yeah, so I'm just in here, my brothers. I'm just trying to, you know, speak to you and just really just help ease my situation a little bit, you know. But we want to, our earthly Passovers, brothers, because, you know, here's, I go back with something. I know I'm kind of going all over the place. But even when you go back, and I'll talk about heaven and hell, right? Even from the brothers and sisters who profess to believe in the comedic information, right? They talk about something about, they have something called the Purim Haru, or the coming forth by day. And y'all see some of the picturing they have where the judgment scene, where they have this deity or God or whatnot, was a man, was a king, whatever. Some will say his name Osiris, some says Osa, however they want to term it, but I'm just using the English, the terminology that everybody mostly know, Osiris. They talk about Osiris is sitting there as the judge, and they said he's the god of the underworld, right? And they have Haru or Horus there, and Aset and Isis and all these type of things. And they have this like a monstrous god, like a hippo almost, called Apophis, who, as your heart being weighed against the ostrich feather of Maat, and waiting to see if your heart is going to be weighed heavy against the ostrich feather. Now, if your heart is weighed heavy against the ostrich feather, that means that you have been doing wrong in your life. It's like the Christians would say, you've been out here sinning, and you have been found guilty, and you will be cast in the hellfire. But on this one, instead of the hellfire, your heart would be given to, as they say, Apophis, to eat your heart, because your heart was found heavy with sin, basically, if you could say. But yes, sir, and brothers and sisters, so you even think about that. And they always talk about that's the first religion, but a lot of them don't practice that. They don't go by it. They don't even think about that because some of the actions. But I'm not here to judge them either. But when you just think about that, though, it's about how your life is supposed to be lived. And you think about, are you living a balanced life? Are you living your life according to the Most High, be pleasing to the Most High? Like I said, I don't know, you know, Tanakh really don't, I don't, you know, I hadn't found when it really talks about us going to a Shemayim or heaven because of our deeds and how we lived our life. But we really want to live a life and have a great legacy when we leave here, not no gangsterish legacy, you know, like, you know, a legacy like Scarface or Tupac type legacy. No, we want a righteous legacy, you know, when we leave here. And that's what I'm striving to do, just that. So when people talk about me, when I leave this earthly plane, I make my earthly Passover, I want them to say great, not just say great things, just to big me up, but the people to remember me by the wonderful things and the great things that I've done in the name of the Most High Yah. In the name of the Most High Yah. That's it. Not in my name, but in the name of the Most High Yah. That is what I'm striving to do. And that's, and that brother there was always a brother who tried to help somebody. He's always was trying to do this. And even with that, when I even going back to my dog, I looked at it, I said, one thing I can say, if that dog had to talk to somebody or had he talking dogling to somebody, that dog would tell Aiden, I had a good life. And that's one thing that I was looking at. That I said, man, that dog have lived a good life. And because I looked at it, how am I doing treating this dog even according to the Most High Yah, by not treating this dog wrong? Well, I've seen dogs mainly be so sad how some people treat these animals. And I'm like, this is a life, man. That is still a life. We might look at this animal, it's still a life. This is something that the Most High Yah created. Not our enemy, not our shaitan, but this is the life that Yah created. So that's why I always try to do my due diligence to treat, you know, to treat her, because Yah gave us the power and dominion over these animals. So we have to treat them right. And this is why I've done it, despite what people be talking about dogs, man, but friend, dog is white man. Well, hell, call me a white man then, because I'm going to do something pleasing to the Most High. I just look at things as life. So I look at people now even different. If you're living righteous or trying to live right, I just look at life, man. And I love life. Sometimes not the way we're living life. Society try to have us to live the life, but I just try to, I know life is precious. So because I wasn't planning to be here long, but I just want to touch bases with y'all today and really just come in here, some of my therapy too. So I want to just be sitting around this global, and actually even for tomorrow, well, you know, we're actually having her the service tomorrow. Yeah, I know y'all. So be like, man, you going all out? Yeah, I am. So yeah, she's having we're having actually on Passover. We'll be they preparing her. I would say her body. So they picked her up today at dog funeral home. Yeah, they got dog funeral homes, y'all. So they're picking her up and, you know, getting her body ready and stuff like that. Or we're just going to have a private, you know, service for her tomorrow on Passover. So that's what we'll be doing on Passover. the private service for tomorrow. And also, all praise is due to the Most High, Yah. And just think about it, sisters and brothers. You know, every day that you are out and about and just living your life, and just ask yourselves again, are you living? I know we talk about it, we preach about it a lot of time, we read about it according to the Tanakh. Just actually, are we really ready? Are we really ready for our earthly Passover? Yes, sir. Are we really ready for our early Passover, meaning that transition going, as they say, to the next plane of life? We're leaving here. You know what I'm saying? Some people say dying, but that's why I said early Passover. Are we really ready? If we if ask ourselves, and praise Most High, I hope nothing don't happen to nobody today. But if I had to ask, would I be ready today if y'all call me on? Would I be ready? What would be said once I leave here, even today? Yes, sir, brothers and sisters. Shalom, shalom. But the Most High be with you, sisters and brothers. And like I said, the Moray, David Israel, if the Most High is willing, we'll have a lecture for you, and a class for you on the Passover on tomorrow. Most High blessing. And like I said, I thank my brother always for, if I can't be here and doing certain things, my brother's always standing and always say, I got your back, brother. I got your back. And I love the brother, man. I truly love the brother, most definitely. And it's good, y'all. Always have somebody that you can that be there. And like I said, I got your back. And I actually do have your back. That's one thing, too. When you leave this early room, have somebody who's there. I got your back. And I really do. I greatly do appreciate my brother. So, no matter, I might tell him, brother, I'm not really feeling too good today or something mentally, brother, I'm not into it. But don't worry, I got your back. And he most definitely be right there to keep teaching y'all, to give y'all a message. It ain't he's doing it for me. He's doing it to bring the message of Yah. When he's saying he really got my back, he really got Yah's. I can't say Yah's back, but he's really keeping to doing what he's for the will of the Most High. So if I can't say what I can't do on a day, and brother said, even though he's saying he got my back, he's doing the will of the Most High, Yah. So he's keeping right now. He's definitely teaching and bringing a message as he's supposed to do as a Moray and as some would say a minister. He's still going to bring you the message. Make sure y'all get a message. So we're going to make sure we give our brother, always his due diligence, his as some might say, his props. And I just really want to say I thank the brother always for actually going to make sure y'all get some lessons in. So I greatly do appreciate you, brother. Shalom. May the Most High be with y'all. And well, y'all heard from me again before the end of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread anyway. But yes, sir, the Moray will have a lecture for y'all on tomorrow, Most High willing. With that one, I thank y'all, man, brothers and sisters. Shalom, shalom. We love y'all out there. Peace.
The mystery sale is back at JCPenney. Hurry in store for our coupon giveaway. You could score an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off. That's instant savings on top of already great prices, like tees for the fam starting at $9.99 and Home Expressions bath towels only $4.99. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. Surprise! Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers good on select styles through 4/16. Exclusions apply. Giveaway in store only. While supplies last. Must be 18 or older. See store or jcp.com for details.